Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fifth week after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ, Monday. Our scripture reading comes from the book of Psalms, chapter 145, verses 13 through 21. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand. You satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Our scripture lesson comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 30. Let both grow together and tell the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. The gospel of the weeds among the wheat shows us what action we should take against heretics and false teachers. It is not always possible to eradicate them and destroy them. Christ expressly declares that we must allow the weeds and the wheat to grow together. We must base our whole action here on the Word of God alone. In this connection, it is possible that the one who is in error today may be right tomorrow. Who knows when God's Word will touch a man's heart? If he is burnt or otherwise dispatched, it becomes quite impossible for him to be corrected. He is removed from all influence of the Word of God, and a man is lost who might otherwise have been saved. This is the reason why the Lord says that precautions should be taken, so that when the weeds are gathered, the wheat should not be rooted out with them. This would indeed be a horrible thing for which we could not answer before God. What foolish people we were for so long believing that we could force the Turks to believe with the sword, the heretics with the fire, and the Jews with death, trying to root out the weeds with our own strength and power. We acted just as if we were empowered to control men's hearts and spirit and make them godly and orthodox, when God's word alone can do this. Let us pray. Grant us both knowledge and grace, O Lord, that we may never presume to interpose ourselves in any context where your word alone should be the one and only factor that can help our fellow men and your kingdom, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Find the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man and other educational resources at ambassadorpublications.org. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. You are invited to join us March 13th and 14th as we hear from best-selling author Nancy Piercy. Professor Piercy will share insights from her books on gender and sexuality, demonstrating how a biblical worldview is the solution to the challenges facing society and the church today. Register for the live stream or reserve a seat at flbc.edu/events.